From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Colorado is reveling in one of the best ski seasons on record. While some parts of the state are starved for moisture, the white stuff has come down where it counts, on the slopes. Eric Whitney of member station KRCC in Colorado Springs rode the state's ski train, and he sent us this report.
It takes about 90 minutes for the ski train to climb up from Denver to Winter Park Resort, which so far this year has received more than 16 feet of snow.
This year has been phenomenal.
Ski train passenger Alton Clark, who's been skiing for 37 years, says winters like this one are rare and to be cherished.
It's been the best since the early 60s and 70s. Just the powder conditions. A few weeks ago, it was knee-deep powder up there. It's just phenomenal. Phenomenal ski.
Skiers exit the train in a snowy wonderland. Heavy dollops sag off of rooftops. Long white fingers of ski runs descend the forested mountain to the ski lifts just a few paces away. Up on the lift, high above the slopes, Dave Merrow from Alexandria, Virginia, says he's amazed by the huge alpine views from the crest of the Continental Divide.
I'm usually skiing in Virginia, and compared to Colorado, I'd say this is awesome. You know, it's just like God's handiwork up here, so it's just like some of the very best of everything.
Most people stick to the broad, open, designated ski runs. But if you sneak off into the dark, thick woods, you might run into a couple of 20-something locals, like Aaron Milnes and Dennis DeBerg.
We are in the trees above Bluebell. We're going to follow these trees out. Hopefully we'll find some rocks to huck off of, and then we'll find our way into a run called Columbine.
Columbine, yeah.
And that's a bump run that'll take us down to Sunnyside.
Let's go. I jump off this rock here.
It's a soft landing.
Yeah, that didn't look very soft.
Hucking, for those not familiar, means using snow-covered rocks, logs, or whatever else is available to ski off of and launch into the air. In the afternoon, blue skies had turned to snow flurries. By the end of the day, it was snowing considerably harder. Back on the ski train, Alton Clark, the skier who was eager with anticipation on the train this morning, says that was just fine with him.
I like to ski in the storm, blizzard conditions. It's great. It doesn't matter. I love to ski.
Surrounded by like-minded friends, Clark turns up the music on their boombox and celebrates another fine day of skiing all the way home. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.